Well, this morning in our studio, we are so excited to have one of our KUMD volunteers. We already knew we were thrilled to have her as one of our guest hosts for the Women's Music Program. Now it turns out that she's a pretty gold darn good journalist as well. Ellen Vaughan joins us in the studios this morning. Hey, Ellen. Hi.
Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
Appreciate you coming in. You're a night person. I appreciate you you coming in this morning. You had the opportunity to go out to D.C. on a bus and take part in the March for Women. Now, how did your sponsorship for this thing come about? Because that was kind of an interesting story in itself.
Yeah, so I bartended at the Red Herring Lounge, and we were actually doing a fundraiser for the Feminist Action Collective, a local feminist organization that's focusing on activism for women's rights. And they were getting donations to sponsor. The goal was 10 women. They wound up doing 8. I wrote an essay about why I wanted to go to the march, why it was important to me, what I'd like to accomplish. And I was chosen, along with 7 other women, to take a bus to D.C. to march on Washington.
Yeah, well, you were a good choice. We asked you if you'd mind, or you volunteered, to collect a little bit of audio and talk to some of the people that went on the march. We've got a little bit of that audio coming up this morning, but I'm curious about how you felt about your experience. Was it what you had expected? Did it surprise you that it turned out to be a little different? What was your reaction?
Well, I'd never been to such a giant march rally before, so I was expecting there to be a lot of people, but not quite as many. I was surrounded by a sea of smiling people. I was shoulder to shoulder with them for about 2 hours. I wasn't even able to get to the stage to see the speakers, but I met people from all across the country that, you know, I had shared experiences with and that felt the same way I did about our new, some might say, fascist leader.
A couple of the people that you talked to reacted particularly to the fact that you didn't even get to really march at first. You were sort of stuck shoulder to shoulder with people. Was that scary or was that...
It was a little bit scary. I think that me and other people felt a little claustrophobic about it. But I think that, you know, double the people they expected to turn up showed up. I think the permit was only for 250,000 and many more than that showed up. So they kind of had to make do, but everybody was happy to be there. Everybody was really positive, and no one was pushing or shoving like you might see at like a music festival or a rock concert. Everyone was there of their own free will and just wanted to show up and be counted.
One of the people that you talked to was Alexa Connolly. She's an activist here in Duluth, and let's hear her reaction to the march.
It was time to march, and march we did. I mean, we were all together. And it was just this one mass of awesome, fierce, I don't know, men, women, every religion, age, gender. I mean, it was amazing. And we just marched and chanted and laughed at each other and did what we were meant to do and left with so much inside of us. I think the only surprising thing for me was how many people showed up. I really didn't expect that. I've been to so many marches and protests before, and you know, when I'm usually there doing it in Duluth, there's maybe a dozen of us at most, and it's so small and quiet. And so to be at a place where there's 500,000 people and we can't even march when we're supposed to march and we're pinned together, it was eye-opening, and it was awesome because I realized that there were so many people who wanted to make a change in this world. I've always been an activist, so I hope I continue to do that. But I hope I'm more frequent and more loud about it and more willing to swear and be unapologetically fierce and not be the shy introvert that I usually am. It kind of feels like we've been on this hero's journey where we had to sleep on a bus, and it was a really long journey and super painful and awkward to sleep on the bus. And then we get to this amazing point and we get this gift, and then trying to get home and having our bus break down and being stranded for 6 hours. Going into rest stations and having guys yell at us about our hats, or security men tell us we can't go to the bathroom and swear at us. It's been really eye-opening, like one thing after the other. It's been quite the experience, and I think really transformative.
So the bus did break down, and you told me you were stuck in Pennsylvania for 6 hours?
Yeah, we broke down on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I'm not sure what the problem was, maybe transmission, but we crammed onto the other bus of Duluth gals and went to a Denny's. Some of us slept in a Denny's. Some of us slept in a hotel lobby for about 6 hours until our replacement bus arrived.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So you weren't able to get another ride. You had to wait for that bus to be repaired or replaced.
Yep, our bus had to come from Toledo, Ohio, all the way to us in Pennsylvania.
Wow. So tell me, though, after the march, you had some wonderful conversations with people after the march, getting their impressions and how they felt, and did they feel different? Did they feel it had been a success? What was your reaction after the march?
I felt really inspired. I think that a lot of people felt isolated and confused about Trump's election, and I think that all of us coming together and showing that we're not alone and we're not going to support this hatred and bigotry and misogyny and everything that he talked about on his campaign trail, that we were just going to come together and voice our disapproval.
Let's hear now from Hillary Buchwalter Kesty. She was someone else that you spoke to on the trip.
I guess maybe the only question I have is, you know, how do we all move forward from here? How do we keep this momentum going? And, you know, it's even we're already on the way home and the tone is different and we're all tired and tomorrow's Monday and everyone's going back to work and we're all going back to our lives. And how do we capture what happened at the march and put it into action going forward together with all of those people all over the world? You know, so I guess that's kind of a question I'm sitting with today. Like, what's next? I think we need to continue to organize and build community in the cities where we live. And that's part of the reason why I'm so thrilled to be living in Duluth during this time in our country's history. It's a pretty progressive place where a lot of grassroots organizing is already happening. I think Madonna's fiery speech was probably the highlight of the day for me. She's gotten a lot of flack already on media, through the media, for dropping F-bombs, but I think for me that was extraordinary because I think she's been through so much in her life. She's been judged so much, and she's heard and seen everything. And she's not afraid to be who she is, and I think that's really important to model to young women, that we don't always have to be agreeable in order to be nice, to fit into some rubric in society, in order to be accepted. I think that's one of my goals now for 2017, is to kind of take stock of where I'm being agreeable in my life instead of speaking my true voice. I hope to bring back just a sense that change is possible and we can come together and there is hope in these uncertain times in our country. And I hope to model all of that to my own fiery little 4-year-old daughter and model to her what I want to see in the world.
Alan, you brought back some wonderful audio from the trip, and you talked with some wonderful people. Thank you so much for your volunteerism, not only on our air, but as an aspiring news gatherer also.
All right. Well, thanks, Lisa.
Ellen Vaughan joined us in our studios this morning. She's a volunteer here at KUMD for the Women's Music Program, and she also volunteered to capture some audio for us as she boarded a bus for the March for Women, out and back in a weekend.